Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show, where we invite e-commerce entrepreneurs, marketers, and agencies to talk about e-commerce, the best strategies and tactics, and what to implement in your own e-com store. Before we jump into this episode, I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us. And now let's jump into the episode. In November last year, we took on a peptide brand and they had nothing, only their website with AI images, no ads, no email marketing, no brand presence. They only had high quality peptide products and the website with stock photos, AI images. That's where we started. 5 months in, this store generated more than $500,000 in total trackable revenue in the past 30 days. And we helped them with their Google Ads, Meta Ads, email marketing, and even with some website optimization. And now we are planning to hit seven-figure months with this peptide store on the US market. And today I'm gonna share how we hit 15K days starting literally from zero and actually losing money in month one on purpose on the ads. So let's just jump into it now. So if you wanna make the yacht money, here's how to do it. How to hit 15K days with your store just in 5 months. So where we started, they had a WooCommerce website with products. They cannot do Shopify because Shopify is, you know, not working with every industry. WooCommerce is just safer because it's hosted by them. And then they had some basic organic traffic. So on Reddit, their brand name was already recognized by people. Also very important, the product was manufactured in the US. So we got requests, so many requests by peptide store owners, you know, who are just starting out, but they manufacture the products in China. And that's crucial. If I live in the US, I wanna use high quality products. And that card payment processing, I would say that's the other most important thing. So one is the manufacturing, the other is the card processors. It's just a big hassle. And that's something, honestly, I cannot help you with, but just figure it out. And if you figure it out, your conversion rates will be much higher. That's just something to think about. And then a professional calm team. So these guys are super professional. If there is a ban or suspension or some issue, then they are just, again, highly professional. Our part was the marketing part. So they had zero paid marketing, email marketing, no retention system, no flows, emails, pop-ups, anything. And we came in and helped them with these. So our deal structure was actually an email setup and then starting Google. And soon we started Meta as well. And we also signed for a revenue share with them. So we were incentivized to grow their store to the fucking moon, basically. If you don't know the peptide market now, it's probably the hottest market in the States and soon to be in Canada, I think. So this is a 50 billion plus business. And let's be honest, it's mostly owned by big pharma. And now these small businesses are catching up as well. And it grows by 7% year on year. So there is a massive demand and some products are just really crazy what you can achieve. You can cure your gut health, your joint problem. The other day I saw a guy who is actually an MD. So he's a legit person and he could solve his hair loss issues using peptides. And yes, it's true, this industry has a crazy potential, but don't be fooled. It's not easy. But if you can crack these things, then you can scale really fast. And in the past 2 years, peptide industry was probably the one where I could see the most businesses scaling to seven-figure months in the shortest amount of time. But again, manufacturing, card processors, bans from Shopify, Klaviyo, those are issues and you have to deal with those. So let's talk about Google Ads because this was truly the bread and butter of growth of this business. And we started actually with Google Ads first because they barely had traffic on the site. So in month one, we spent $7,000 on ads. And the revenue was only 4,500 USD. So ROAS was below one and, you know, almost 0.5 really. So if you are not prepared to see these numbers, then maybe you don't want to do e-commerce. So you want to have enough money to invest into ads and just expect a loss in month one, guys. So I'm just being real here. But next month we became profitable and I will show you what happened later. And why this needs to happen? Because Google's algorithm, it needs time to learn and just gather enough data. So months when it's nothing else than just getting clicks to your website, getting data in your Google Ad account. And this takes like 30, 60 days. And then we can start focusing on purchases, and then by month three, profitable purchases. So if shit doesn't work, don't cut the budget. Again, just keep investing into learning. I would also add that we had to work a lot with the merchant center. So it really depends on the client if Google approves your product or disapproves your products. Sometimes it's just pure luck, to be honest. But definitely the merchant center needs a lot of work and clean up disapprovals. Also following shopping feed best practices. And for example, you don't want to use text on your images. So subtle things like that. Again, this is boring, but this is the foundation of your scale. So again, this is where we started. And we actually started mostly with shopping campaigns, branded search, and also pretty soon we used PMax campaigns. So after the initial learning period in November, which was the first month, December was already $14,000 revenue with an 8K ad spend. So that's like a 2X ROAS. So there we could already see the potential. But honestly, we still didn't expect big things to happen. And then January was truly the month when we could see a huge increase. And by end of January, this was clear that this will be a really well-performing account. I would add that January is always a great month for health and nutrition, and especially for this brand, this just went crazy. So you can see the numbers here, month one, this was 4.5K in revenue, negative ROAS, and then month two, 14K revenue already. And the big jump truly happened in month three, which was January, early Feb, and we hit $170,000. So that's more like a 10X increase just in 1 month, guys. And then in the last 30 days, we hit more than $300,000. But basically this was January and then Feb was somewhere between the two. And now in mid-March, so last 30 days was above $300,000 in revenue coming from Google using Google's attribution. And the ad spend was 151K, so this is exactly a 2X ROAS. I would also add that we could find winning categories, winning peptides, and we increased the budget not too fast. You don't wanna increase by more than 10-15% per day. Don't shock the algorithm. I know it's counterintuitive, but believe me, if every day you increase it by 10%, by end of the month, you will more than double, right? Or multiply. So don't be afraid that you scale too slow. It's just not gonna happen. But if you scale too fast your ad spend, you will just really fuck up the algorithm. So don't do that. So here's the last 30 days, mid Feb to mid March. And honestly, it's just really crazy what happened in the last 30 days, like over 300K in revenue and 150K. The ROAS is beyond 2X now, and it's way beyond the, you know, the break-even ROAS, even the target ROAS. So yeah, we are just really over the moon about results here. And again, this is not typical, but this is what can happen if everything just clicks for an e-com brand. So guys, if you have an e-commerce brand and you are already seven figures, or you have a startup, but you have the budget to invest and you want to hit minimum $10 million annual sales, and you are stuck with your marketing, you don't know how to manage your Google Ads or even Meta Ads and your email marketing, or maybe your website has a low AOV and conversion rate, then don't be afraid to reach out to me and with my team. We work with a limited number of clients. We want to show you how to scale your brand, and we want to help you how to scale your brand if we see the potential and the professionalism in you. So guys, if you're interested, I put a booking link below in the description. Feel free to reach out and let's talk if your brand could be an eight-figure brand as well. So this was Google Ads, and honestly, just the biggest miracle out of everything. But we built much more than this for this brand. So the retention engine. Actually, in month one, we also set up email marketing because the founders were very smart and they knew that email marketing is nothing else than something that makes your business sustainable, which is super important if you want to scale fast and more profitable. And end of the day, it's a very cheap retargeting channel and it will just increase your ROAS, but also the LTV if you're new customers. So we built out the basic flows, nothing really special, welcome flow, sign up forms with a good offer, Check out Abandonment Flows, Browse Abandonment, Post-Purchase VIP for returning customers, Winback Flow, Replenishment Flow as well, because this is a supplement that people buy again and again. So we set this up. The performance was great, and we ran these for around 50 days until mid-January. But mid-January, a big issue happened. So Klaviyo decided that they shut down this account because their policy is just not a good match for the peptide industry. And honestly, I was surprised. We managed multiple 7-8-figure peptide brands last year, and Klaviyo had no issues with them. But somehow, mid-January, this account was shut down, and they said peptides violate their AUP, even with research-only positioning. So we had to move fast because all images, links, and all the content in Klaviyo, we knew that it's gonna be lost pretty soon if they shut down the account in a few weeks. So we decided to migrate to Fluent CRM. This was the choice of the founders. Another option could be Omnisend. Everyone can decide what they prefer. But basically in Fluent CRM, we rebuilt everything just in like 3 weeks. And now email marketing is running in Fluent CRM. So guys, if you operate in a niche like peptides, but even CBD, THC, or sometimes arms, firearms, you want to be very careful about Klaviyo because now they are an IPO'd company. So they are a public company. They must be really careful what products their clients they sell using email marketing. But most importantly, now the flows they operate, they are good to retarget the incoming traffic. We get signups, and actually the email list is growing fast, and pretty soon we can launch email campaigns to the email list as well, which really just generating revenue on demand by sending these campaigns. By early February, finally, we could get started with Meta Ads. We spend only $100 per day, so small spend. Actually, week one was $500, 15 purchases, around 2K in revenue. So the ROAS was 3.8. You can see this here in the graph. And then by week two, the ROAS went up. So it was 9.9, almost 10X, which is just simply amazing. And then in the next weeks, it was hovering around 7, 8, or even 9X ROAS. And here I'm talking about 7-day click attribution only. So no views included. If I check views, actually here we would get a 25X ROAS, but honestly, we don't really track that at this point. So even with 7-day click, almost 10X ROAS, way beyond the target ROAS that we set as a target before, and way beyond break even. Supplements, they have high margins. So in the first week of March, the ROAS was around 8.4X. We spent $2,000, and you can calculate that the revenue was almost $20,000 coming from Facebook. And I know these are not huge numbers compared to Google, but the 7-day click, it's a more conservative metric, probably more conservative than Google's attribution. So if I check views, we check views, then last 30 days was $134,000. This includes views as well. If we talk about 7-day clicks, this will be a couple tens of thousand dollars. I think the truth is somewhere in between. So this is lower what we get from Google. But also, Meta is really far from being on full throttle at the moment. So I expect a bigger growth coming from Meta in the next few weeks and months than from Google. And here's a screenshot from the last 30 days. So we use ABO, as you can see, only 2 ad sets in this structure. And last 30 days, we spent less than $6,000. And here's the value of purchase using the more generous attribution model of Facebook. Besides this, I would also add there are Bing ads. We don't manage Bing ads, but also there we can see really solid numbers. So now let's recap this case study. This is not a Google Ads case study or Meta or email marketing case study. No, this is an e-commerce scaling case study, and that's our bread and butter at Budai Media in 2026. So we started from scratch. In November, we started with email setup and then Google Ads, and we added Meta Ads early this year, and we could scale to $14,000-$15,000 per day in revenue. So instead of just one lucky bet, the client seriously invested into multiple marketing channels, and besides having great products, great fulfillment, card processing and being able to act fast and being professional. That's why they could scale to 500K per month in just 5 short months. And if you want to think about the system here, so Facebook, it's top of funnel. It creates a lot of awareness. Here we use the scientific professional approach. And then we use Google Ads for actually all parts of the funnel. So top of funnel as well, probably less there because we don't use demand gen or YouTube, probably in the future. And then also mid funnel and then bottom of the funnel as well. And then we have email marketing for retargeting, which is really powerful. Now it runs Influence CRM. So we get a great ROAS on Google. Now it's pretty much scaled up. It's 150K monthly ad spend last 30 days. Meta, the ROAS is much higher there, but the ad spend is just still a couple thousand dollars in the last 30 days, so a lot of potential on Meta. And then we have email, which is still quite basic, honestly, so we run flows there, but we are also gathering the email list, and pretty soon we will launch scheduled email campaigns to generate extra retargeting revenue on demand. So if we add up everything, again, this is almost $500,000 in monthly sales just after 5 months achieved. And here are the three things I would call out why this was a success. So the client trusts the process. They actually found me on YouTube, they reached out, and they really trusted our team and all domain experts. Google Ads, Meta Ads, CRO, email marketing, they already know everyone in the team. But this is just, you know, it's not just one thing, it's multiple things. And we could help them with all the bans, all the suspensions, Klaviyo, Merchant Center, catalog for Facebook, the whole nine yards. Second, this is a really hot industry now. So if you want to scale fast, you don't want to have good marketing with a shitty niche, shitty offer. You want to be in a good niche, fast-growing niche, just like peptides. And then it's so much easier to scale. Of course, you need good marketing, a great team, then you will triple your results. But being in a hot niche, it really just sets everything on fire. And then lastly, the team that builds the full system. So not just one channel, but we started with Google, we added email, and then thirdly, we added Meta as well. So they all work together, and the client and also our agency, we think in system. So guys, this is one of our best case studies so far. Why I'm really proud of this, even if revenue numbers are far from being the highest we ever achieved for a client, but here truly systems works in sync. Again, all of these marketing channels, we could scale up this brand so fast, and I'm really expecting 7-figure months with this brand pretty freaking soon. And if you also want to grow your brand, scale your brand, and you are in the 7-figure annual revenue range or even low 8-figure range, but you want to definitely hit $20, $30 million in a relatively short amount of time, but you are not too silly about, you know, what can be achieved and what is just too fast, then feel free to reach out. I put a link into the description. Let's talk about your scale. And even if I cannot help you, then I will tell you why it's just hard to scale your brand to the desired numbers. So that being said, thanks for watching and see you in my next video. Happy cash flow, guys.